Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Level Up Troop, and our radio show is called The Random Hell. I am Des Girl.
I am Dirty Patriarchy.
And we have Wonton with us.
And because we're waiting for our guest to come in today, so what's been going on with you guys? Anything else new?
No, not really. Just been scheduling guests.
It looks like our guest is kind of missing right now. So what we're doing today is we'll be interviewing TriPoint.
Yeah,
hopefully interviewing TriPoint.
Yes. Trent Moynihan, he goes by Master Mario. We'll be interviewing him about the expansion going on.
What expansion is that?
TriPoint expanding.
Okay, so what are they moving up into another chapter? Or?
Yes.
So where are they opening this one?
I'm thinking Trent's the one that's for TriPoint. Norman?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Sounds interesting. All right, let's get it started.
Hey, Master Mario?
Yes.
Ah, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. How are we doing
out
there?
Well, we've come up to Level Trip, and we're going to do an interview with you today about your expanding of Norman.
Yes. Now to Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman, Oklahoma, and a little bit about TriPoint also, right?
Right.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk
about. Good. Well, first question. How long have you been with TriPoint?
I myself, I've been with TriPoint since the summer of 2011. So going on 5 years now, and I've actually been one of their masters for just shy of 3 years.
3 years, nice.
Yeah.
And what got you interested in TriPoint?
Well, in 2010, I moved to Norman, Oklahoma from Indianapolis. And when I'd been in Indianapolis, I'd actually been the head of a what we call a heavy fighting group, which are groups that use heavy rattan and actually live armor, kind of like FCA and other groups like Markland. And when I left, I couldn't find any of the groups out there, out here in Norman, that I'm normally used to associating with. So one day I was kind of bored and looking, and I found TriPoint and gave them a shot, and been with them ever since.
So on the heavies, those were like the other guys that were like next to your spot at Medieval Fair, right? They were in that
yes.
big ring?
Oh, yes.
All
right. And then have you participated at ZumiCon?
Yeah, I've actually been going to ZumiCon for 3 years. This past year is my third year. And all 3 years I've helped judge the Azumi Tantrum tournament. And this past year, I was actually the primary judge.
That's cool.
And so it's moving on from that. And how can people participate in these tournaments that you guys hold?
With, like, the Azumi Con tournament, you just have to be a con-goer, show up and pay the entry fee. The entry fee is used to offset the cost of the prize, which for the past 3 years has been varying types of swords. In fact, 2 years it was handcrafted wooden replicas. One was from Sword Art Online, and the other one was from Zorro. And then this past year, I believe it was Bleach.
Right. I was there when you all were trying to get Chris to sign Zoro's sword.
Yeah. I see. So you're a con-goer yourself?
Yeah, all three of us.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yep. I travel all over the place. Usually I'll go from Texas and Oklahoma, and I recently went to Kansas. I think Des has been Kansas and Oklahoma, and Sam, I think, has been Oklahoma, right?
Never been out here, really.
And what contact, do you travel, do you guys travel to a lot of different cons, or do you stay local?
We have traveled to many cons. We've done some in Kansas and a few in Texas as well, but a majority of them are either OKC or Tulsa.
Okay.
So what have been your favorite matches that Sierra participate in?
That I participated in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I've got a ton. But I'd have to say that, honestly, one of my favorite matches to date has been when myself and Master Andrew, who is actually our group's senior instructor, basically we did a 2-on-4 fight against some congoers this past year, and it was a rather exhilarating fight, to say the least, having four individuals going against the two of us and us having to work as a team was rather exhilarating fight and one of the most memorable I've had in a while.
And we heard that TriPoint is expanding, of course, to Norman. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. Beginning in August of this past year, I was given authorization to expand and start a second chapter in Norman. We started off with just one practice a week, and practices were typically Friday evening from 6 to 9 at Reeves Park, where the Med Fair is held. And just this past probably month and a half, I've gained enough students that we've expanded to two practices a week, which are now Wednesdays and Fridays.
And what's expanded to? How many people are coming?
On average, we'll have anywhere between 8 to 12 students and participants outside of the Masters. I think our largest one to date has been 18 total participants. That's including Masters and students.
Is there any other expansions that you can tell us about? Like, is there another chapter, maybe another chapter opening, or like another group that might be coming out?
As of right now, we don't have any other chapters forming as far as TriPoint's concerned. However, we do have close associations with IFGIS, which is International Fantasy Gaming Society. They were actually the ones running the Medfair booth, and we were fighting alongside them. And we have also gained a pretty strong partnership with, apologize if I pronounce this wrong, Teokiwako Black Swords out of Bartlesville, which is actually a, they predominantly study Far Eastern sword styles.
So, more like kendo? Would that be more like kendo is what they practice?
Actually, more they study closer to what would be considered a close relative to ninjutsu and samurai.
Samurai, okay. And then, can you tell us, and then on expanding on your Norman Medieval Fair, was there anything exciting happened there while you were doing, like you're doing your fighting and all that, just something that you just... was really fun, a little mind-blowing?
Trying to think here. Actually, real fun was one of the things that I've been bringing to the table as far as teaching is the true medieval tactics of shield wall and skirmish. And we actually did a mock demonstration of an entire shield wall against a small skirmishing unit. I think our line had, I want to say it was a 12-man line against three skirmishers, and just maneuver, attack, and just the overall way that we got the crowd kind of involved, watching and having a good time was a really fun experience there.
That's good. And, Des, do you have any other questions? Do you have any more questions?
This is Juan Fon.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah. What are your favorite fighting styles, and what are your favorite tournament weapons?
Okay. Favorite fighting style is predominantly pole arm of any sort. So you're talking a class of glaive, halberd, naginata. Even spears can be classified within that group. And then anything with a board. So board and axe, board and sword, board and spear. I'm considered one of the group's primary shield masters. And I'm considered one of the top-level defensive shield fighters in our group. So anything with a shield in my hand, or you put a reach weapon in my hand, and forget it. Even though I'm a bigger guy, I'm pretty deadly with those. And then what was that second question, sir?
Oh, that was both questions. You answered them.
That was both questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, ZumaCon, a lot of the participants are in cosplay. I was wanting to know what characters facing off have been your favorite to watch.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Of course, our grandmaster and the president of our organization, James Harmon, a.k.a. Master Psy, he does Beetlejuice every year, and I always have fun watching it because he hams it up and plays it up something fierce, and it's always a fun show when people get going and realize who he is, because you'll get the crowd hollering for him, and he does the whole Michael Keaton lines from the show, so it's fun to watch that. Another one I seen was, I think my second AzumiCon, I can't remember what show it was off of, but it was, the character is called the Scarecrow, and this guy had put together the stilts to make himself almost 9 feet tall, had the voice modulator and everything, and it was an amazing cosplay to behold someone that actually takes the time to put together. I'm trying to think if there's been any others. Those are right now the two most memorable ones I got.
And have you ever done the do you dress up?
On occasion I do, but I do more generic, just kind of, I'm going to dress up something that's nondescript. I'm hopefully this year looking to actually participate a little bit more and actually come up with a couple cosplays. I'm still on the fence as to what, but I know our group, one of the days we'll be doing a group cosplay of Fairy Tail. I just don't know which character I'm playing out of that. And then we've actually got voting going on for another one, and we've got several categories in the mix, including video games and mecha, high school. You know, so we got several different categories that we're going to pick from for that second one, and once I see what that is, I might choose one from that category as well.
Cool. And then what prizes at judge tournaments that you've judged or you've been at that you would have liked to take home yourself?
Now, repeat that one more time. You kind of broke up on me.
On your prizes on the judge tournaments? Out of all the prizes that you've seen, which one did you want to like take home yourself?
honestly, the one I wouldn't have minded having myself would have been my first AzumiCon, which was the Sword Art Online replicas. Those have been handcrafted wooden replicas. And when I say handcrafted and wooden, I'm not saying that they were just like replicas that you hang on the wall. These, if they had been made of metal, would have been fully functional. He even put the balance tip in there, got the tang in the right spot to where they did balance properly. I mean, made the scabbards and everything. So those ones I would have loved to have actually been a participant and taken the prize home on.
Okay, so like they did such a good job that they actually went to the point of balancing them for you guys and then making them to like basically practice
them? Yeah, the gentleman who made them actually crafted them that well.
Pretty sweet.
Do you think
very nice. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you think any of the skills that you have learned in TriPoint could tie into LARPing?
Actually, a lot of the skills that we teach at TriPoint would tie into LARPs, mainly because a lot of your LARPs that are combat-based,
mm-hmm.
you have to know several key points of combat that walking in just off the street or watching a show, you're not going to know. So you got to know such things as energy conservation, picking your shots, accuracy, endurance, teamwork, communication, you know, all these things. And as a focus, when we train at TriPoint, we don't train just on the basic techniques of each style. We actually do mock-up games that actually put you into combat situations to teach those other aspects. So
All in all,
yeah, I'd say that what we learn and teach at TriPoint, if you're a master or a student, correlates very well to the LARPing sessions.
Right. So is there any place in particular that you haven't done tournaments that you would like to?
As of right now, I'm still kind of wrapping my head around it because I've never, up until I became a master with TriPoint, I've never been involved in tournaments from an officiating standpoint. So myself, I would love to see us expand and have small tournaments at every con we go to and participate in. But right now, I think the two that we are currently running that are prize tournaments, which is the LARPers tournament in July,
mm-hmm.
and the ZumiCon tournament at the next ZumiCon, to me, that's a fair enough game for the moment. But I'd love to see us expand to other tournaments down the road.
All right.
You said the one in July, is that SoonerCon?
No, this is actually, it's called the LARPers tournament, and it is an mm-hmm. open forum tournament that we open up to all our sister organizations. So, you know, Amp Guard, SDA, if they wish to show up, Bag of Hair, you name a group out there that does LARP and or any kind of sword fighting, and they're more than welcome. And the thing is we've had a lot of independent fighters who's their own small group of friends show up and, you know, participate as well. So that one is going to be in the middle of July, and I believe we're having it up at Stars and Stripes Park.
All right. Stars and Stripes Fun Park?
yeah. Stars and Stripes Park up at Lake Hefner in Oklahoma City.
Okay, so it's going to be at Lake Hefner, so it's going to be in the city. So that's, you know, like, because I know there's like, what, isn't there like a few of those groups that they're up in Tulsa too?
I know Bag of Hair's got a chapter up there. I know SCA's got some presence up there. And I believe both Amp Garb and a group called Melee also exist out of Tulsa.
Tulsa, okay. And then what's the one in Oklahoma City, it's TriPoint, and then I don't know the other ones.
Okay, some of the other ones out of Oklahoma City would also include a chapter of Dagger Hair,
okay.
SCA, and there's actually one here in Norman now called Vakaris. That's actually a transplanted group from Florida. And they actually started up in Florida, and one of the co-founders actually moved to Norman for his job and started his group up here. And we've actually had some introductions to each other and have participated with each other as well. So we do try and open up to all the other groups and try and do mutual benefits, if you will, you know, training together and actually going out and having a good time together.
Right. So what does someone have to do to become a student through TriPoint?
Plain and simple, the easiest way to explain that. You show up and you have to sign our typical liability waiver. And if you're under 18, you have to have a parent or guardian show up with you to sign the waiver for you. After that,
right.
You're briefed on safety by one of the masters. And then you're put through an initial combat test with said master, who will determine if you are safe to actually participate. once you pass that test, you become a student, and it's pretty much come and go as you please. We're a free-to-play organization, so being a student with us is not necessarily the exact same as, like, in a martial arts studio where you're paying, you know, you're paying a fee. You're going to want to show up every time. We're having a hobby, and we're giving our skills and experience and imparting it to you totally free of charge. You just come out, participate when you can, and if you can't show up for the whole practice or can't show up for a couple practices, show up when you can.
Right.
It's just the very first time. You got to go through a little paperwork and an initial fast training session, and after that, you're classified as a student.
Cool. So where do people go to find out where you're holding practices and whatnot?
All you have to do is hit Facebook and look for TriPoint Sparring Association. Just do a general search on that, and it'll bring up our Facebook page. And that is where you'll find our posts of where we're practicing, what time, and what location. Also, any events such as tournaments will also be listed on that.
All right.
Cool. Is there anything specific you or TriPoint want people to take away from your tournament?
Say that one more time. Anything specific what?
Anything specific you or TriPoint would want people to take away from your tournaments, like a memory, skill, or change in attitude, something like that?
I would have to say that the one thing we want people to take away from tournaments, whether they're participant or a spectator, is just to really take a sense of this is what honor is. You know what I mean?
Right.
You go out there, you give your best, and you have an honorable fight, and where you place is where you place, and you have a good time doing it. You know, you're among friends. So I think that's what I'd want most people to take away from our tournaments as well as our practices.
All right.
Sweet. Hey, I got actually a question off record. Isn't it really nothing to do with TriPoint, but you're a battle buff and all. Any characters of any fandom would you like to see fight to the death?
Oh man, I would have to say that one of my favorite animes that I've ever watched is Vampire Hunter D.
Mhm.
So I would definitely like to see Hunter as one of the main ones. And who would I want to see him? Right, God, that's a tough question. That is a real tough question.
Yeah, that's...
You know what? You've kind of stumped me on that one. I really don't know who I'd want to see.
All right, that's cool. That's cool, though.
Are there any upcoming events you would like to promote?
Say that one more time. Is there what?
Are there any upcoming events that you would like to promote? I know you were talking about the one in July, but is there anything else?
Yeah, on May 7th, we're just having an open form free tournament at Reeves Park. This is a TriPoint tournament, and predominantly we're bringing IFKIS along. But it is, as far as I know, going to be open to the public. And any of the other groups that wish to participate, by all means, come on out. So that's going to be coming up May 7th. And then, like I said, I want to say it's July 23rd is when the LARPers tournament is.
All right.
Now, where does the Oklahoma City chapter practice, and where do you guys practice?
OKC chapter practices at Lake Hefner, Stars and Stripes Park specifically, and their practices are typically Saturday morning from 9 to noon. And then Norman practices on Wednesday nights and Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Reeves Park in Norman, Oklahoma, right down from the university.
All right.
And then for ZumiCon, you're also saying you're going to be at ZumiCon in January. Have you guys decided on what the price is yet?
No, we have not decided on that, and I think we're going to keep that a little close to the vest. We don't usually we don't usually announce what the prize is until right before the con.
Oh, right before the con. Okay, I didn't know you guys. I just don't know if you wanted to promote it or something.
No, understood. At this time, we're still debating the actual prize, but once we do decide, it'll probably be a month or so before the con that we actually announce what the prize will be.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. And you guys will be at your usual spot?
This week, they will be at our usual spot on Friday. Saturday will actually be in Norman as well, from what I'm understanding. They're doing a get-together practice down there. And then next week it should be back to normal with both practices at Norman and one practice in OKC.
All right. All right. Well, we need to start wrapping up. Thanks for coming on, Trent.
Thank you very much.
And it's really a lot of information about SharePoint, and thank you for participating with us.
Hey, no problem. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. See ya.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Bye. Bye. So what did you think, John?
I thought it was really a lot of good information. Good to know about TriPoint, that they're coming in with they're coming back to a ZumiCon, which is really nice. I mean, they've always a good staple in there. Even working on staff, they're really a good staple. Really nice guys. And another one, it's neat that they're getting an open forum for a large group down at Lake Hefner. So that's always nice to actually get groups out there.
I liked his voice.
You liked his voice? I did too. It was a radio voice.
It was. All right. Tomorrow at noon, we're going to have Courtney Miller on. She's a local cosplayer and a well-known panelist. She's also really fun and sweet, and she's, like, one of my favorite con people. So I'm excited for that as well.
Yes, she's, after talking to her, she was seemed like a lot of fun. I've been reminded to talk to her again. She was really nice, really good, even spoken voice. So, yeah, enjoyable. And will you be there with us, Mr.
Wonton?
You'll try. That's all we ask.
Depends. But, yeah, I mean, I probably should, but, yeah. Wow, that's... So, yeah, I'll try.
Hurry, sir, hurry.
All right. Well, it was nice of everyone to listen in and having Trent on. And, like I said, tomorrow our show is at noon. So tune into that, and later, guys.
Sure. Maybe we'll start a pretty sure.